Dave Johnson comes in from Pearl Technology once a week, usually at 7:25. We're moving things around a little today. And when we first started this conversation with you weekly, it was in the midst of COVID and a lot of nonsense happening around that, and just trying to keep an eye on each other and the world around us to stay safe and don't do dumb things, right? That doesn't stop. Just because the pandemic is quote-unquote over doesn't mean there's not people out there trying to do bad things to us.
COVID left, dumb stayed.
Yeah, COVID left, dumb stayed. That's a good bumper sticker. That's a great one. Today, we want to talk about social media, Instagram and Facebook and the like.
Yeah.
And you sent me a specific note on this. It has to do with what the information is we share or are asked to share. Tell me about it.
So this happened to me. I am on social media. I'm not a big social media guy, but just, you know, family, a few friends. You keep getting a pop-up that says, hey, if you let us have your contacts, we can help you find your friends on Facebook.
Okay.
And so a lot of people, because they're there to be social, say, great idea. That I'd love to do that. I'm going to have 50 friends right off the bat. Well, what they don't know is, let's just talk Facebook, but this happens with all social media. The minute you say, yes, you can look at my contacts, they take that.
And not just the names.
They're not just looking. They download all that.
Download the contacts.
They download the contacts. Okay. So, like, for me, I personally have somewhere between 600 and 700 contacts in my phone.
Okay. Can I stop you right here for a second? So, the contacts that, let's say on Facebook, because that's primarily mine too. So I have contacts in my phone, which I, in my mind, is separate from the contacts I have on Facebook. These are not my Facebook friends necessarily.
Correct.
In fact, they're not. They're hoping they're not.
Right.
Because they're promising that I can find that guy that's in my phone somewhere on Facebook and then connect that way. So these are the contacts. Well, this is great for me because I lost most of my contacts about 8 months ago.
Yeah, like seven times in a row or something.
No, not seven times in a row. I know what you're talking about. No, but I lost like 3,000 contacts.
Yeah.
Because I did something dumb. I still don't know exactly what I did, and I can't get them back. Maybe this is how I get them back.
It's not, because Facebook... While they don't deny that they're doing this, have you ever heard of this before?
No.
It's been going on forever. So Danny, he's not on Facebook, right?
Technically, he is.
Okay.
If you looked up, you would see he has like one friend. It's me.
Okay.
And he never posts anything.
Yeah, I think I friend requested Danny like six years ago.
He would have no idea how to do that. He would have no idea how to.
Okay.
So he's technically on there.
Let's say that I'm not on Facebook.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'm a cybersecurity guy. I know there's danger and people can get my data. So I just stay off all social media.
Got it.
You and I are contacts in each other's phone.
Right, we are.
And so Facebook says to you, Greg, we'd like to see your contacts so we can help you find more friends. You say, okay. They now go into your contacts, whether it's on your phone, which is usually where people are on Facebook.
Sure.
They download all that. Because I'm in your contacts, not your Facebook contacts, your telephone contacts. They now have my name, my phone number, my email address,
Have in my address book for you.
They have that
now. I could even have your home address in there.
They have that now.
Birthday.
And guess what? They update that every day. So if you gave it to them yesterday and said, yes, you can look at my contacts, they're back in there today to see if you've added any contacts that they can download into
their
database.
And what are they then doing with that?
What they do with that is targeted marketing, or they sell it to their vendor partners. So they've got all this data they've collected. Now, it gets worse if you want to talk about that. There's a thing called shadow accounts in social media. And a shadow account is where they start with, they got my my phone number, my email, my name. Mm-hmm. And now they start scrubbing the web to see what else they can find out about me. So they build a composite of who Dave Johnson is based off the fact that you were nice enough to say, yeah, sure, you can see my contacts.
And one of the things they could, by the way, Scrub the Web is a good band name. Scrub the Web is a great band name. But one of the things I'm guessing here, help me, is you go to Target. And you pay with your debit card or credit card that has your name on it. And now they are able to get, they have access to some of that data, and they see what products you bought.
Yes.
And they can determine your health status, perhaps go fishing a little bit. Oh, Dave, let's say on that, he likes to go fishing.
Right.
So then they target ads to that.
Worse because what if you and I take a picture together? I'm not on Facebook.
Yeah.
But you take a picture of me. Me and you, Mark takes a picture of us because we're buddies.
Right, yeah.
You post it on Facebook. Facebook now can use facial recognition to see what else they can find out about me. Are there other pictures on the web? Are there, there other information?
Let me ask you the question a lot of people think about these kind of things. So what? Well, unless you're doing something illegal, what do you care?
Well, I mean, do you like the fact that every time you are on your phone or whatever, and you just talked about fishing, all of a sudden a fishing thing comes up, and people go, "Ooh, that's magic." No, it's not magic. It's here's what makes me mad,
David.
I wanted to be off of social media. Yeah. And you put me on there because you shared your contacts.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So there is a way to find out.
Okay.
Do they have
my info?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you do it?
You go to facebook.com /contacts/removal. And so this is hidden deep, right? They don't want you to find this thing. Right. But that's why I gave you the exact
facebook.com/contacts/removal.
And so that now you have to either give them your phone number or your email address, and they will search their secret database of shadow accounts. And if they find it, they have to tell you, and they'll say, okay, we can remove this for you. And we will. They're required by law to, because you didn't give them permission to have your data. Here's the trick. They say somebody else is going to add you in your contacts, and we're going to get your information again. If you let us keep one copy of your information, we'll never let anybody upload. I'm not lying.
The truth is that
it's the only way it can ever. The only way they cannot get your data is if they have your data.
Oh my gosh, that is wild.
Yeah.
Did you look up yours yet, Mark?
They're going to send me a code.
Yeah, they're going to send you a code. Yeah, good luck on that. That's wild, buddy. There's not much you can do about it other than don't say yes, right?
Yeah. Don't share your contacts on social media.
It's affecting everybody else.
It affects
not just you.
Everybody not just you. Yeah. In your phone.
Right. Right. Okay. Good to see you, buddy. You're always so happy about sharing information that makes my head hurt. Good to see you, Dave.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys.
If that's your real name,
it might be.
I'm worried that's not even.
Hey, you know what?
What?
His name is Darren.
Thank you.
You had to listen earlier to get that.
Nice callback.